Welcome to Without Regret. Be more, see more, achieve more that really matters. Lesson 5. Living Without Regret, Setting Direction. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? Joni Mitchell. You need do very little to reach the end of life, sooner or later. The questions are, will you have mattered? Will you have made a difference? Will you have achieved what you wanted and what you'd hoped for? You decide the answers to these questions. You can simply allow the breezes, currents, winds, and waves of your days to carry you along until you've come to the end. You can allow people's expectations, opinions, approval, and rejection to direct your course. Or you can adopt your own principles that allow you to be more, see more, and achieve more that really matters. Establishing your direction to live without regret involves getting very clear on what is important to you in terms of your values. It involves understanding your vocation. It involves understanding your purpose and your mission and establishing a vision related to all of that. All of these things are interrelated in the process, but we want to try to establish them separately and also allowing them to interweave as we go. Values are our beliefs about what is most important to us. You can be living by a set of values even though you haven't clearly identified them. Some of us have considered our values but are not yet clear about our top values. Too many things seem to be of equal or negotiable value. If I ask you to state your top 5 values, could you do it? If not, they can get lost in the tumult of life. If you haven't identified them, trivial, selfish, and immediate things can seem more important than your values, and what's truly valuable to you does not get the attention it needs and deserves. For an exercise that will help you develop greater clarity about your values, go to https://discoveryourtruecourse.com/values and download your free values exercise. You can work through this exercise on your own. A coach, however, can assist you in working through it more surely and completely and with greater depth. Don't wait until something you value is gone due to lack of attention and you are plagued with regret. Get clear about where you're going. This begins with vocation or calling. A calling or a sense of call comes from a higher source outside yourself and beyond human sources. It is an invitation to be involved in something much bigger than you and your world. Occupation is not the same thing as vocation. You may have an occupation, but it will quickly seem mundane and feelings of disappointment will rise unless you have a vocation to which your occupation is related. You need something nobler, higher, and more enduring, a calling on which to build a life that makes a difference and is without regret. You'll need a defined purpose. Why are you here? Your purpose is your reason for living, your reason for being and doing. Many find this in their religion or their faith. Others find this in service or a noble pursuit of some kind. Some have described this as their why. So if I ask you now, why do you believe you are living in this place at this time, what would your answer be? It's important to define your purpose. And out of your purpose grows mission. Your mission is what you do about why you are here and involves the actions you will perform to fulfill your purpose. In this exchange from Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass, Alice and the cat reflect what it's like to not be sure where you're going. Alice says, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to go from here?" The cat, "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to." Alice, "I don't much care where." The cat, "Then it doesn't much matter which way you go." Alice, "Well, so long as I get somewhere." And the cat, "Oh, you're sure to do that if you only walk long enough." If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Isn't it interesting how we don't practice the things that make sense? Like deciding where we're going before we start down the road. Some of us are satisfied having no real direction and being moved by whatever current of life comes our way. A clear, written, personal mission statement provides a self-chosen, overarching guide for determining your best actions and next steps for reaching your ultimate destination, your purpose. Such a statement grows out of your beliefs about who you are and why you're here in this place at this time. A person wants to achieve their purpose. There's something internal that drives us in that direction. A written personal mission statement is important for several reasons. It can take you out of an aimless existence and help you to live with great focus. It can simplify making big decisions, keep you on track toward your purpose, provide a tool for deciding between the good and the best in your life, give you a sense of energy for living, and provide an intangible sense of confidence. My client Bill told me, "I've developed a mission statement before, but working through this with a coach has really helped me get clearer about it and put it into action. It comes to my mind during the day, and it helps me make decisions to keep my life on track." You can find an exercise that will help you develop your mission statement at https://discoveryourtruecourse.com/mission-statement. Download your free mission statement development exercise there and get going. A coach can provide you with a safe, supportive, challenging environment to develop your mission statement. Your relationship with your coach can help you get past the negative thinking, create a fresh dream for the rest of your life, and start moving toward it today. A number of people tell me that coaching has been essential in their success in this regard. Once you gain clarity about your purpose, that is, the why of your being, and you establish your mission statement, which is how you will achieve your purpose, then you get to dream. Envision your future without limitation. A personal vision is a still image of your preferred future and expresses what things will look like at a particular point in time if you are faithful to your purpose and mission. Your personal vision is related to your personal mission statement, but they are not the same thing. A vision says something about what it will be like when your mission is fulfilled. To be effective, a vision statement must challenge the imagination and evoke an emotional response of inspiration. You can identify a vision for your life by keeping your definition of self, values, vocation, and mission in mind, and then dreaming big, audaciously big. If this sounds outlandish to you, or it's hard for you to imagine how to do this, you may have either forgotten how to do it, or you were not allowed to do it earlier in your life. As a child, you did this naturally, using your imagination. But along the way, an especially realistic, fearful, or judgmental individual or individuals probably told you that your visionary, dreamy, imaginative ideas were stupid, unrealistic, impossible, impractical, silly, crazy, nonsensical, or lacked common sense. You stopped imagining what could be and limited yourself to what was acceptable to others. Silence those voices in your head. Learn to dream again. Put every big, seemingly unrealistic thing that comes to mind on paper. Don't judge your ideas or think about how. Just think about what and who. Try dreaming about what could be with no financial, time, or other restrictions. Create a sheet or a board with pictures related to what you will see, hear, taste, touch, or smell when your vision is fulfilled. Make it vivid. In their book, Switch, How to Change Things When Change is Hard, Chip and Dan Heath encourage the development of postcards, which are pictures of points along the way to the achievement of your bigger vision, and they mark the important points toward your vision destination. You can get much more information about these things in my book, Without Regret, which contains access to the tools and exercises I mentioned that can help you form your plan to live without regret. I'm Michael Godfrey. Thanks for listening.